I have somebody else on, Brad from the Builders Association, Southern Oregon. We had a little time getting you on here, Brad. How are you this morning?
Oh, Tom, thanks for having us on. Really excited to be with you this morning.
Oh, same here, brother. And I know this is a special show. I've been to a few, done some remote broadcasts out there, and it's always a great gathering, and people get excited because they've always got something special in mind that they're going to work on, and it all starts with a little inspiration from y'all. So give us a little preview, Brad.
Well, Tom, you know, first of all, I want to tell you, you know, how grateful we are to have the opportunity to bring education, advocacy, and policy support to the building industry here in Southern Oregon and Josephine County. You know, for those of us that understand how special Josephine County and Grants Pass is, we also know how big the challenges are for affordable housing these days, and that's what we do. So our mission is to provide education, advocacy, and policy support for affordable housing, and then we present events like this to the public to support both our contracting community plus the public at large. And it's a great place for people that can come in anything and everything that you can imagine for your home, all in one place for just 3 days here at the beautiful Josephine County Fairgrounds.
Oh, that was good marketing there, Brad. I've got to compliment you. Well done.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet. We do love what you all do, and I know it is such a team effort. And thank you for kind of taking the lead, but I know you've had a lot on your plate. Looking forward to another great show. You always do such a super job. As you mentioned when we were speaking off air, you've done so many of these. It's always a bit of a given, but there's also all of those challenges every time. So how's it look? Are you coming together feeling confident?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the timing is really great for a couple of reasons, Tom. So, you know, one of the nice things about being right here right after Valentine's Day is this is when everybody is thinking, what do I need to do for the spring? Because spring is just around the corner.
It is.
So the timing of it's great. And then another great thing about the timing is that our friends at the Growers Market are going to be there Saturday as well.
Oh, excellent.
So our show is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, Saturday, we have our friends at the Growers Market. So if you want to come out to the Growers Market, go to the Growers Market, step next door and see us. Or if you're coming out to see us, one of our almost 100 exhibits, say hi to us and then go next door and see what's there at the Growers Market.
You bet.
Do I have your permission to talk about something that I'm really excited about that we're going to have at the show this year?
I demand it. How's that? I demand that you do.
One of the things that we love to do is support nonprofits that support our community.
Sure.
And you might not think that aircraft and homes have much to do with each other, but the reality is right here in Josephine County, you have one of the most active experimental aircraft association chapters in the entire United States. They actually will show you how you can build an airplane, a flyable airplane, at your home and how all of that goes together. And they're going to be there at our Josephine County Home Show this weekend with, and I'm not kidding you, with an entire full-scale display of an aircraft, and they will show you how you can build that aircraft in your own home.
I love that. Just so you know, I love that. I actually did some promos for the show, and that was one of the things as I was reading going, all right, because I'm an airplane kid from way, way, way back.
You probably know then that Josephine County has a history of being very, very supportive of the aircraft community, and you've got a very, very strong chapter of the Experimental Aircraft Association right here in Josephine County, just outside of Grants Pass. So
yeah.
Really excited about that. We literally have everything from soup to nuts. We've got food trucks, you know, whatever you might need. We've got solar. We've got cell storage. We've got Bath Planet's going to be there. If you're somebody that likes spas, we actually have a full-scale swimming-type spa that's going to be all lit up for you.
Oh, good.
You can check it out, see how big it is. Concrete coatings, you name it, we've got probably 3 or 4 vendors for just about anything you can imagine for your home or property, Tom.
I think it's great. It's especially good if you're dreaming of something in the future. This is where you really start to solidify what you want to do, because you can get all the questions you need answered. And even though we know that times change economically and all that, you will get a good idea of what your budget might be. And folks in the business kind of know how to predict the future a little bit and know what they're striving for. I know you always work on giving everybody the best value. That's what makes it a competitive industry here. And I thank you for all that you do. And you're never forgetting about who you work for, because you are one of us as well. So thank you for that, Brad.
Tom, it's all about the community. And since you kind of brought it up, one of the things that I would remind your listeners it's really important to understand about the economic climate we find ourselves in is that If you have money in the bank, it's probably losing 1.5% per month. And what that means is if there are any things that you need, if you have any deferred maintenance or products that you need for your home, talk to your accountant. I don't pretend to be an accountant, but what he's probably going to tell you is that you're better off buying those products now at whatever price point that they're at, instead of waiting, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years further down the road. Because if you make that investment in that product, that's going to increase the value of your property, the value of your home. And what we know is even though the value of cash because of inflation is going down, the value of housing is still going up at least 5%, somewhere between 5 and 10%, depending on what kind of house you have and where it is.
You bet.
So it's an opportunity for your listeners to say, okay, well, you know what? We need that new air conditioner, or we need that heater fixed, or we need that new, you know, whatever it might be. And once that becomes a part of their home, that now actually helps with the appreciation of that property instead of losing. This
you
is
bet.
A race that we're all losing against inflation, but just it's a great time to look at anything you can imagine for your home or property.
You're locking it in is what you're doing.
Well, it's the truth. You know, when was the last time that anybody ever told you, gosh, I wish I would have helped one of my kids buy a home 20 years ago, you know, when they were more affordable.
Hell, you bet.
You know, we remind our legislators on a frequent basis, Tom, that every one of their brilliant ideas that they came up with have to be paid for by somebody.
Yep.
So if there's something that you need, this is the best time to get it. Looking down the road, inflation is probably going to be a factor for a while.
Yeah.
But once those products are incorporated into your home, they become a part of that equity that just keeps increasing over time.
I think we just made that a good call. Looking forward to it, and I know you're going to have a great time, and I'm hoping to get out there and say hey to you, too.
Thank you so much for your help this morning. We really appreciate everything that you folks do for our community as well. Very, very, very grateful to be with you this morning. And again, we're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come on out, see everything there is, grab a sandwich, visit our Friends of the Growers Market next door. Come out and have a great time.
I like that. Now, hours for the home show all 3 days, same?
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday.
There you go. See how you broke that down. Well done, Brad. Hey, thanks for taking one for the team. Bless you, sir.
All right. Thanks so much for your help, Tom.
Always a pleasure. Brad did it right, and they're doing it right out at the fairgrounds. We do have one of the best home shows in the whole wide world, so get to your whole wide world at the fairgrounds tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.